Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dave Simons is the partner and managing director at One Private Health. You have heard him. What did I say?
Health.
Did I say health?
I heard wealth.
I heard wealth too.
Dave.
Well, I'm going to ask Dave Simons what he heard. He's also the host of Dollars and Cents on KMOX. Dave Simons with us on the guest line. Hello, Dave.
You know, it might just be the phone, but I did hear health.
Oh, man.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm stupid.
Doctor.
Sorry. But yes, yeah, so well.
But I will take it because health is a big part of my lifestyle. So health, wealth, it all works for me.
Health is wealth, they say.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. So 100 days into this presidency, Dave, what are we thinking?
Oh, my gosh, man. I feel like I've lived 1,000 days in this industry. You know, since I last talked to you guys last week, what an amazing turnaround. And that should be a lesson, really, for all investors that you never can time the market anyway, but especially now, because all it takes is an overnight text from the president or tweet, or it takes some announcement that we've reached an agreement from the tariff situation. And it's just too volatile. A week ago, analysts were talking about April perhaps being the worst April since the Great Depression. Here we are a week later, and now literally like 2 days left, we could actually see a positive April because of the huge turnaround in the market. So that's where we are. It's been unlike any 100 days that I can ever remember in my career. And I don't think it's about to end. So investors, keep those seatbelts on.
Yeah, Dave, and just staying on that point about the uncertainty regarding would this be the worst April since the Great Depression? Could we actually swing it around to be in the positive? Let's say we're great. April turns out okay. From my point of view, please correct me if I'm wrong, it's not no harm, no foul. It's fundamentally destabilizing to run an economy this way. So even though we survived April, couldn't we be doing just long-term damage with not only investors' confidence in the market, but our global partners' confidence in our markets?
You hit the nail exactly. I mean, in fact, a couple of weeks ago in my weekly commentary, I made the analogy on unleashing dark forces that you don't know you're messing with. From an economic standpoint, I mean, you're talking about a global economy that's worth more than $100 trillion. You go into areas that have never really been touched before in this kind of a dramatic fashion, you don't know what you're messing with, really. And we're starting to see this show up in some of the ports, particularly the one in San Francisco. They expect to see a 35% drop of imported goods there in San Francisco in the next week. Mm. Well, what does that mean? Well, we don't know. We haven't seen anything like this except one other time, and it was recent, and it was called the pandemic. And it was and the economic global shutdown. And in some ways, we are still feeling the effects of that. So if I have any fear, it's not what's happening today. It's not what's happening tomorrow. It's not this negotiation. It's exactly what you just referenced, Amy. It's what are we unlocking? What are we unleashing in the global economy that we won't see the effects until 3 to 6 months from now? That's the unknown.
There have been multiple investment firms that have over the last month predicted a recession, or they have increased their forecast to, you know, more likely than not. Apollo is one of them, and they think there's a 90% probability that we'll have what they call a voluntary trade reset recession. What does that mean for people, though? What actually does that mean for the economy, or what would it mean for the economy and for anybody listening?
Well, you know, in our little corner of the world, I've also increased my odds of what I see a recession. It's still less than 50-50, but it's closing in on that based on what I just talked about, that we're starting to see some early anecdotal evidence that things are slowing down. We have time to turn this around. It's not inevitable that we go into a recession, but we're heading in that direction if we don't start to see some changes. So, Chris, in answer to your question, what does this mean to people, and in particular to investors? Well, normally a recession is not good for the broader stock market. It is good, though, for other areas like bonds, because the Fed will have to come in and start cutting rates. So that's just something that investors need to keep in mind. Now is not the time. It is not the time for investors to start reaching for risk and saying, oh, man, I'm going to increase my allocation to high-flying growth stocks right now. You just be careful. Maybe keep it defensive. Keep it conservative. Don't cash out. This isn't about panicking. But just make sure that you're properly diversified, and don't hesitate to keep those bond allocations that you have. I know they're boring, but if indeed places like Apollo are right, you'll be glad you own the bonds, because that's where you'll make money.
Dave, I know the value of the U.S. dollar does not rise and fall in a vacuum, but it's all relative to the global economy. When you look at our markets, the volatility of it, the uncertainty, but then also how our policies affect the nations around us, how do you see the dollar being affected?
Well, look, any country, when you look at their currency, if you can just look at one investment or one character trait of a country, it's the currency. And that's everything to America, and has been since World War II. That has set us apart. It's where foreign investors come and find the safe haven during times of global turmoil and tumult, is the U.S. dollar. We just saw the largest decline in the first 100 days of any president in history with our greenback. It fell close to 10%, in fact, in 1 month's time. We've never seen that. That's second and third world countries. So, Amy, what does that mean necessarily going forward? Again, we're in uncharted territory, other than to say we are losing a little bit of our standing in the world. I know that this sounds ominous. It doesn't have to be. There is time to turn this around. I will say this. I have been really pleased to see that Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, seems to be taking more of an upfront role. And people like Navarro have been kind of put aside. That's a good sign. Apparently the president is now listening to the right people. So perhaps this can still turn around. But like I said, stay invested, stay somewhat defensive. Now's not the time to chase growth until we get a little clarity with this.
Dave Simons is with us here on KMOX. And earlier today, UPS announced that they're going to cut 20,000 jobs because their biggest client is Amazon. And Amazon is about to reduce shipments, or there is a reduction in shipments. So therefore, UPS is going to have to make some big cuts. How much more of that do you think we're going to see, especially from larger employers?
Well, this is why companies like Apollo that you referenced are talking about almost an inevitability of a recession. Again, I don't necessarily share that view, but I certainly understand it and respect it because of what you just said. Here's something else that just happened, Chris, that GM, General Motors, just announced this morning earnings of the last quarter that beat estimates. We haven't seen that from the auto industry in a while. So you look at that and go, wow, that's good news. Why is their stock down today? Well, because of what they said afterwards. We basically, and I'm paraphrasing, we have no clarity because of tariffs. Market doesn't like that. And so when you've got a major auto company saying we have no idea how business is going to be 3 months and 6 months from now, that's what happens. This is why some people have been raising their outlook for a recession, because when companies can no longer offer any guidance and consumers say, I'm going to sit on the sideline, and now we're seeing it show up, like you just said, in UPS numbers, even Amazon shipments are down. That's the stuff that once that snowball starts going down the hill, it can be hard to stop. I'm a little worried about it.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're watching.
When you're looking at the top stocks over the past month through all of this uncertainty, are you surprised by anybody who's doing well or not doing well?
Yeah, it's a great question, Amy. I was just looking at that this morning. There are 11 subsectors in terms of industries of the stock market, and you know them all. There's energy, there's finance, there's healthcare, all that. All of them but one are down since inauguration day. All of them. What's the one that's up? Consumer staples. So it's like toothpaste. It's toilet paper. It's the stuff that you have to buy. It's the stuff that we were hoarding during the pandemic. Those are the kinds of stocks that have actually been making money. Everything else across the board is down. The worst performing are what we call consumer discretionary. Those are the big ticket items. Well, you know what, honey? I know our washer's making some noises, but I don't know if we should be spending that kind of money right now. There's so much uncertainty. Let's not buy that Whirlpool just yet. I know the refrigerator is knocking. We'll wait. And certainly we're not going to buy that car right now. We don't even know if we're going to get it before the tariffs. That's what's occurring. That's the anecdotal evidence. And this is the kind of data that I'm watching day to day to see if I need to raise or even hopefully decrease my expectations for a recession. Right now, though, the odds are going up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do these seem to be harbingers or precursors to a recession when people start buying in this way?
Yeah, you know, it could. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy,
yeah.
Right? Well, I know I'm going to go to Walmart and Target and stock up on my usual stuff, even when times are tough. I got to have those things. But those big ticket items, I don't know. And by the way, honey, you know, we're talking about that big vacation at the end of the summer, right before school starts again. You think maybe we should just keep that in the bank right now? Mm-hmm. All that story, once one family decides it, then the second one, and then it's repeated a million times, that's something that's very, very difficult to stop. We need some good news here, honestly, the next couple of weeks, the next month. We've got some more earnings reports coming out. We have the unemployment rate report coming out this Friday. So we've got a number of data points coming out in the next couple of weeks. If that starts to turn positive and we start to see more tariff negotiations getting pulled back a little bit, let's everyone calm down. I think this market can do okay. And then we could finish higher for the year. But we're getting really close to that point of no return, really close. And we could be a month or so away from it.
So, Dave, what would make you feel like we're in the clear? What would have to happen to make you feel like, all right, we're past this. This was just a temporary thing. And now we're on the right path.
Well, let me get dramatic here and just say the president announces today. Just kidding. We're not doing the tariff. Of course, I'm being silly. So in more realistic or practical terms, let's say, what he's already kind of done, where he did the 90-day pause outside of the 10% tariffs across the board. They claim that we're negotiating right now with a lot of these countries. Okay, if that's true, then maybe some positive announcement can be made with the European Union, Australia, Canada, Mexico. It doesn't have to be Russia or China at this point. I'm just talking about our friends. And if we can announce that things have been settled, everyone's kind of pleased, and let's move forward, the Dow will rocket up 1,000 points. Then people will start to feel good about their outlook, and then they will book that vacation. So that's why I'm not 100% pessimist here. A recession is not inevitable, in my opinion, but we need some of that kind of good news to come out sooner rather than later.
Dave Simons, we always appreciate it. He is the partner and managing director of One Private Wealth. And it turns out I did screw up earlier. One Private Health. Damn it. You were right. Dave was right. Matt was right.
What's weird is my brain filled in the blanks.
Mine too.
You know, so I heard wealth.
Clearly mine did.
Yeah.
Well,
you both jumped right into, but like I said, I wouldn't beat yourself up. I'll take help. In fact, I'm going to go back and talk to my partners about renaming the company. I like that, actually.
You want your health to be private, too. That's good. You know, well, HIPAA and all that.
How about One Private Wealth Health?
I'll take it.
Great.
I'll take it.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll get it trademarked. All right, guys.
You're the
best. Have a great rest of your week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth.